Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: زينوا أعيادكم بالتكبير. رواه الطبراني. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. To the honorable listeners of Barakat Sahaba throughout the world, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, majority of the world performed the Eid al-Fitr Salat yesterday, and we are performing today. We say shukr to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Allah Jalla Wala kept us alive, preserved us to experience another Ramadan, and now we are celebrating Eid al-Fitr. We hear this word Eid so many a time. How many times is the word Eid mentioned in the noble Quran? It's mentioned once only. The companions of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam were known as Hawariyin because they used to wear white clothes. So they requested and asked Nabi Isa alayhi salam, ask Almighty Allah, رَبَّنَا أَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِّنْكَ. Oh Allah, send down for us a meal from the heavens and the skies so that it becomes a happy, joyous occasion for us, for the people at that time, and for humanity and posterity in time to come. So Eid means, my brothers, a joyous occasion, a recurring joyous occasion. So whenever the day of Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha comes, so we are celebrating, we are happy, and that is the very meaning and essence of the meaning of the word Eid. Second one, the historical perspective. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Makkah Mukarramah, there was no Jummah Salat, there was no Eid Salat. They were living in difficult times. There was oppression, persecution, so many things were going on. When the state of Islam was built there in Medina Munawwara, then mashallah, the Jummah Salat started, Eid Salat started, and Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the world that these 2 days that you'll have designated, Yal Abad, that you'll play during these days and so forth, Islam has abrogated it and given you 2 better days. One is Eid al-Fitr, that the month of Ramadan has reached its completion, and now we celebrate Eid al-Fitr. And then the day of Arafat is finished, the greatest aspect of Hajj. So therefore, the next day is Eid al-Adha, the day we will perform our Qurbani. So that is how the historical perspective, when looked at Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various ahadith kitab. What does Almighty Allah inform us regarding this Mubarak blessed day, my brothers? Surah 2, verse 185. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, that you must complete the period. The 30 days, 29 days, whichever part of the world you are. Alhamdulillah, we had 30 days. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for that. Thereafter, it is day of Eid. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاهُ, Ayyakum. Glorify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, because Allah gave us the greatest priority, the wealth of Iman and Islam, and the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded us, beautify Zayyinu A'yadakum bit Takbir, beautify your Eid with Takbir. We say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratu wa asila. Because Allah Jalla Wala, out of His infinite grace and mercy, gave us this great, greatest gift, the wealth of Iman and Islam. And then we assemble for Eid al-Fitr, whether it be in the Eidgah, whether it be in the Masjid, whether it be in our garages or building because of circumstances. What is the day of Eid, O Ummah? وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. It is a day of thanksgiving, a day of gratitude to Almighty Allah. How much shukr, how grateful I must be, Allah. You gave me the opportunity, you gave us the opportunity to fast, to read Taraweeh Salah, to read Quran, to make various several Khatam Sharif, Khatam of the Noble Quran. So all these are the recurring to make itikaf. So all this, my brothers, is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah. Hence we come. We are not like other cultures. When it comes to their celebration, they busy with their wine, dine and swine. No. Study the beauty and glory of Islam, my brothers. You read Tahajjud Salat. Where we read? We read in our own home, in our own houses. And we ignited one nur, one radiance, one effulgence. Our five daily salat, then wherever we could, in the musalla, in the local masjid. So that nur, that radiance, effulgence got bigger and larger. Then the Jummah salat we came, and we performed in the Jami masjid, Jummah masjid. That nur, that radiance, effulgence got even bigger. And then in normal circumstances, we see that we go to the Eidgah, the open field and terrain. So the nur started from the house, came to the local masjid, came to the Jami masjid, the Jummah masjid. Then we go in the open field. There also we want to glorify Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then the greatest assembly of humanity, and that is on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, we assemble 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million. In Hajj 1992, there were 4 million people who assembled on the plains of Arafat. Can we imagine that is? So we started from the house, went to our local masjid, came to the Jummah masjid, went to the Eidgah, and then it landed up in Arafat. That is what this Ummah is all about. So our Eid is a great day of gratitude. However, to reap the maximum optimum reward, there are certain conditions. Condition number one, my brothers, and this is of paramount importance. I remind myself and all of us, we find in our society today, ghar ko aag lag gayi ghar ki chirag se. There today we have become our own enemies. I am not speaking to this brother, I am not speaking to that brother, people are not speaking to their parents, with their father-in-law, mother-in-law. Whatever it is, my brother, listen to what the Quran Kareem teaches us. What Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23. In the walaytum, when you have authority, so we have money, we have this, we have position. And tufsidu fil ard, we cause chaos, mayhem on this earth. وَتُقَطِّئُ أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and you sever the family ties. My own brother, my own sister, my own nephew, examples, alhamdulillah, we speak with everybody with Allah's help. But we're not speaking. We have severed ties, weeks, months, years have passed. See what Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah curses them. Imagine Allah's curse. فَأَصُمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Allah makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. They won't accept the truth. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that on the dead, all these good actions we perform and we executed, whether it's our taraweeh, our fasting, our Quran khatam, all
will remain one side. Utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Open Mishkat Sharif, you'll find the hadith. ABC is not speaking to XYZ. Leave all their good deeds one side till they reconcile. My brothers, the Ummah, the prerequisite for acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is that we reconcile. To reconcile does not mean we have to become the best friends of one another. Reconcile only means we say Assalamu Alaikum. It's not that difficult, my brothers. Let us leave our pride, our arrogance, and go to the brother and say Assalamu Alaikum. He embraces us, Alhamdulillah. If he does not embrace us, at least we did our Islamic duty, and in the court of Almighty Allah we can say, but I made salam. That person then rejected it. So that is our message for Eid, brothers. We all complain the Ummah is disunited, but we ourselves are not speaking to others and so forth. So that is why when the micro is not going to work, then the macro will not work. So let's get our micro, husband, wife. It's not difficult. We are in lockdown. The husband got frustrated. They can't go here, they can't go there. They vent their anger sometimes on the wife or on the children. So on this Mubarak day of Eid, before besides giving the Eid to your wife, oh honey, take the money, you know, so inshallah, so you put a smile on your wife also, so mashallah, my brother, that you ask your wife for forgiveness, it's not a big thing. Remember, they are looking after the children, there's no maids, there's so many things going on. And then we want to throw our tantrums as well. So remember that we should be asking one another for forgiveness. Allah tuhibbuna ay yaghfir Allah lakum, the Quran Kareem states, don't you love that Almighty Allah must forgive you? So this ayat was revealed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was sponsoring people. And thereafter, some of them, Allah forbid, that they were also part of that group who cast wild accusations, allegations against our mother, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr was very upset. Any person would be upset. He took an oath and qasam and said, now, no more do I give you, I take an oath. Allah revealed a verse in Surah Nur. No. Allah tuhibbuna ay yaghfir Allah lakum. Oh, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, the greatest personality to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya and Messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. You forgive them and Allah will forgive you also. So imagine, brothers, then we find today we are locked down, whatever. We are still eating, drinking, sleeping, everything. Go and turn the pages of history and see the Khalifa of the time. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz. One was Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen, the second Khalif, radiallahu anhu. This is Umar Asani, the second Umar. It is the day of Eid. He ruled this Ummah from the year 99 to 101. He speaks to Allah on Eid al-Fitr day. How does he address Allah? He says, Allah, today is the day of Eid. And you said, O Allah, Jalla wa'ala, wa kana bil mu'mineen rahima, that you are very, very merciful to the mu'mineen. I am a believer. I have iman. Envelope me in your mercy, Allah. Then he went on, he's speaking to Allah. He says, Ya Allah, you said, Inna rahmatallahi qareeb min al-muhsineen, that verily your mercy is very near those people who fulfill their duty with beauty. That they did so for your love. That is our siyam. Look at the beauty of our Islamic calendar. Come back to the incident. First 20 days of Ramadan, no eating, no drinking, no fulfilling conjugal rights, no fasting time. So remember with our wives and so forth. Last 10 days, there's a progression in that love. Oh Allah, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my shop and job. I'm leaving all that and coming in your house, Ya Allah. So some brothers said for the whole month, Allah reward them. Some said for the whole last 10 days. Our sisters this year said, Allah Jalla wa'ala accept everyone's etikaf as well. Now, that love is increasing. Then it is confirmed that now it is Eid day. Allah Jalla wa Ala, now the month of Ramadan, Shahru Siyam and Qiyam, the month of Ramadan is finished, Shawwal has started, a new season has started. And what is the new season? Al-Hajj wa Shurum Ma'lumat. From Eid al-Fitr, first of Shawwal, to 10th of Zilhijjah, min Eidin ila Eidin, from Eid al-Fitr to Eid al-Adha, these are the months of Hajj. You fasten your ihram today in normal circumstances, it's permissible because you're going for Hajj as the months of Hajj have started. So what happens? Ya Allah, my hair is unimportant. This clothing are unimportant. My socks and shoes are unimportant. I will wear my two towels. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, I'm coming to you. My heart is saturated with your love, O Almighty Allah. Look at our fasting, look at our itikaf, look at our Eid, look at our Hajj, Umrah, all a manifestation for our love for Almighty Allah. So Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. You said, Ya Allah, you are so merciful to the believers, I am a believer. You said, Ya Allah, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Your mercy is so near those people who did ihsan. We gave the poor for your love. We did something good for your pleasure. We used our leisure time for your pleasure, Ya Allah. So Allah's mercy. Ya Allah, if I'm not a true pakka satcha mu'min, if I am not a true muhsin, then I am sahibul musiba. I'm a person who has a calamity. And regarding people who underwent calamities, for them also you gave them glad tidings. What did Allah say? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Then give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا. If and when the calamity befalls them, what do they say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Ya Allah, if I am not, this is humility. If I am not from the true believers, I am not from the muhsineen, those people who did things that are fulfilled their duty with beauty, then Ya Allah, this calamity has come upon me, and I recite, Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Verily to Allah we belong, and to Almighty Allah is a return. And then you said, Ya Allah, for those people, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ, that Allah Ta'ala's blessings is upon them. Allah's mercy is upon them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. So those are the people who are rightly guided. So my message to you, my brothers, is let the hearts unite. Husband, wife is not just bedroom, bathroom. The hearts have to unite. Remember that when you are united, you will have unity of thought. We all will go in the same direction. So the Ummah has to go according to Quran Sharif, according to the Sunnah Mubarakah, according to protecting the honor and integrity of every Sahabi. That is the sign of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, every beloved companion of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we respect and love the Awliyaullah, and we follow the four schools of fiqh of jurisprudence. Now my brothers, that the tartib sequence will be, we will have inshallah Allah, the Eid Salat, I'll show you the method. Thereafter, the dua, inshallah. And thereafter, inshallah, the two khutbahs. And my brothers, when you meet one another, you meet other people. People are far away with your WhatsApp or with your email or telephone or whatever. Then at least give them this dua. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Sahih al-Bukhari, there's a commentary, Fathul Bari, written by Ibn Hajar Asqalani. In day he wrote, on the day of Eid, when Sahaba met one another, then they used to say, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ. May Almighty Allah accept from us. May Almighty Allah accept from you. So that should be our dua for one another on this Mubarak day of Eid. The manner method of Eid Salat, my brothers, so the Imam will obviously be facing the Qibla, you will be at the end. Make sure that our serfs are all together, no gaps in between. Switch off our cell phones, please, brothers. We humbly appeal, everyone switch off your cell phone, so no disturbance. Imam will say, Allahu Akbar, you raise your hands and you fasten your hands. You fold your hands and you read Sana, Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, till the end is normal. The Imam will raise his hands, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar thrice. So when in this three extra takbir, Allahu Akbar, then you put your hand down. Allahu Akbar, you put your hand down. And the third time now in the extra takbir, Allahu Akbar, then you fasten your hand. And thereafter the Imam will read Surah Fatiha, Surah or portion of the Quran Sharif, and then ruku, sajda, everything as normal. And thereafter in the second rakat, Surah Fatiha, and then a Surah. And thereafter, before we go into ruku, the Imam will then say the takbir thrice, Allahu Akbar, hands on the side, Allahu Akbar, raise your hands on the side, Allahu Akbar, hands on the side, and the fourth time, Allahu Akbar, we go into ruku. So that is how, inshallah, that we will perform the Eid Salat. So before performing the Eid Salat, let's read takbir once, inshallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Inshallah, we straighten the surf, brothers. Allah reward you.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا أنت نور السماوات والأرض أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض أنت خالق السماوات والأرض اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم المفسدين فانصرنا على القوم المنافقين على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اجل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم استر عورتي وآمن روتي اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روآتنا اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم ارزقنا جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا ارحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہمارے عبادتوں کو قبول فرما چھوٹی پوٹی محنت تھی یا اللہ ہمارے صیام ہمارے قیام ہمارے اعتکاف ہمارے تراوی جو بھی ہم نے کی یا اللہ چھوٹی پوٹی محنت تھی یا اللہ اس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ امت جو ہے پاش پاش ہے ٹکڑے ٹکڑے ہے یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو جوڑ دے یا اللہ میاں بیوی کے درمیان والدین اولاد کے درمیان یا اللہ بھائی بہن کے درمیان سب کے درمیان محبت مودت الفت پیدا فرما دیجئے یا اللہ یا ودود یا ودود یا ودود یا اللہ it is the day of عید الفطر یا اللہ we just performed our salat to make shukr to you یا اللہ for all your bounties and favors that are recurring, showering upon us every minute, every moment, every second. Ya Allah, Allahumma lakal shukru kullu, wa lakal hamdu kullu. Ya Allah, you commanded us to read takbir, we read takbir. Ya Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering, so many yatama and orphans, so many usara and refugees. Ya Allah, the people are persecuted, tortured, just because they are practicing Islam. They are in so many dungeons, so many prisons. Ya Allah, who is there for them on this Mubarak day of Eid besides you, Ya Allah? Ya Rajana, Ida Hulikatil Abwab. Ya Allah, you are our only hope, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the doors are closing on the Muslims in various parts, various countries, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Jamaats are stuck because they can't go back home, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Mujahideen, so many trials for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory in Palestine, Ya Allah. Give them victory against the enemies in Syria, Ya Allah. Give them victory, Ya Allah, they in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in all parts in China, against the oppressors and tyrants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are ill and sick, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's no one to give shifa except you, Ya Allah. Allah man the shafi, la shifa, illa shifa, uk shifa, and la yugadru saqama. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak day of Eid al-Fitr, we remember our near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Our beloved parents, our beloved family members, our beloved ones who left this world this Ramadan or previously or any other time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak day, we beg of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the highest stages of Jannat al-Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, baal baal maghfirat farma dijiye, Ya Allah. Forgive them, Ya Allah. Put noor in their graves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tomorrow we have to leave this world, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna ala sakaratil maut. Make the sakarat easy for us, Ya Allah. Allahumma jal akhira kalamina kalimata la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the last words be the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma jal khaira ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you, Ya Allah. Allahumma arzuqna shafaat al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak day we beg of you, Ya Allah, grant us the intercession and shafa'ah of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, today in the hadith is mentioned, we on this earth we call it Yawm al-Eid, but the malaika and angels they call it Yawm al-Ja'iza. Last night was Laylatul Ja'iza, the day of the night of awards and rewards. Today is Yawm al-Ja'iza. Ya Allah, the hadith in Targhib wa Tarheeb for our brothers. So remember, brothers, we beg all Mighty Allah for qabooliyat, for acceptance. Allahumma jalna min al-maqbooleen. Allahumma jalna min al-maqbooleen. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa atikafana wa jami'a a'malina saliha ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, protect Majlul Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect all our masajid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this Ramadan was unique, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wa masajid bilkul viran ho gaye, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there were so few musallis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all this is because we did not make qadr, we did not appreciate our masajid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, on this Mubarak day of Eid al-Fitr, Ya Raja'ana idha ghulqatil abwab, Ya Farajana idha qatatil asbab, Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah. Allah maftah masajidana kullaha fil alami kulli. Ya Allah, open our masajid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Yes, we are gunegar, we are sinners, we are transgressors. We confess to all that, Ya Allah, there are no mitigating circumstances. But you said, Ya Allah, wa rahmati wasiat kulla shay. My mercy is greater and broader and bigger than everything. Inna rahmataka awsa'u min dhunubina. That your mercy is bigger, greater, wider and larger than all our vices, sins together, Ya Allah. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Allah, this Mubarak day of Eid al-Fitr, we beg of you, Ya Allah, through your mercy, open our masajid, open our darulums, our madaris, our places, our khankas, the tabligh jamaat, Ya Allah, accept all their naqal and har Mu'taqadin movement, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on the people who built all these masajid and institutions. They left this world. Make it a sadaqah jariyah for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you. Today, the mausam of Hajj has started already, the season of Hajj. Ya Allah, abna bana de. Ya Allah, haziri naseeb farma. Ya Allah, take us to Hajj bint Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Umrah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Diyar Mustafa. Take us to Medina Munawwara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bar bar haziri naseeb farma. Ya Allah, take us to the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have so many hopes, so many aspirations. We can only pour our heart out to you, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak day, with our begging goes, with our hands outstretched, you said, Ya Allah, you're going to tell the Malaika that you ishadu, that you be witness, O Malaika. These servants, they were fasting, they read Quran, they performed the Rabi. Then you are going to forgive us, Ya Allah. You're going to accept us, Ya Allah. Wabaddal tu sayyatikum hasanat. Ya Allah, accept the little broken effort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, turn and transform our vices to virtue, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, turn our sayyat to hasanat, Ya Allah. Take our name, Madam Malaika, Ya Allah. Take this person and this person I accepted in your court, Ya Allah. Allahumma jalna min al-makbulin, wala tajalna min al-matrudin. Make us from the accepted ones, Ya Allah, not from the rejected ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in our families, bring about unity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the ulama, haq, bring the unity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the enemies, the forces are all against Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us from against them, Ya Allah. All their plotting, planning, scheming, let it fall upon them, Ya Allah. In time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, there was a tyrant, and Nabi Musa alayhi salam taught his people a dua. On this Mubarak day, we read the same dua, Ya Allah. Alallahi tawakkalna, alallahi tawakkalna, Rabbana la tujalna fitnatan lil qawmi zalimin, wa najjina bi rahmatika min al qawmi al kafirin. Ya Allah, through the wasila of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, and barakah, accept this dua, accept all our good deeds, Ya Allah. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم يا الله وبلابد كنتري سر أفريقيا يا الله we beg of you اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا فالله خير حافظ ورحم الراحمين grant us safety, grant us security, protect us, protect our families, protect our children. Ya Allah, keep us always connected to you, Ya Allah, to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Deenul Islam, and according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ya Allah. There are so many deviant groups, Ya Allah, who want to snatch our iman away. We beg of you, Ya Allah, let us be pakka, sacha, devoted, dedicated Muslims, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. مركز الصحابة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi al-Malik al-Dayyan, al-Qawiy al-Sultan, al-Hannan, al-Mannan, al-Ladhi kulla yawmin wa fi shan. أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سرا وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من يطع الله ورسوله فقد هدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زينوا أعيادكم بالتكبير وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا وفرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر تهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث تهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وتؤمد للمساكين رواه أبو داود في سننه الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال بعض السلف ليس العيد لمن لبس الجديد إنما العيد لمن خاف يوم الوعيد ليس العيد لمن ركب المطايا إنما العيد لمن ترك الخطايا ليس العيد لمن ركب الخطايا إنما العيد لمن ترك الخطايا ليس العيد لمن شرب وأكل إنما العيد لمن أخلص لله العمل الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال بعض السلف وكم من كفن مغسول وصاحبه بالسوق مجهول وكم من قبر محفور وصاحبه بالسرور مغرور وكم من فم ضاحك وهو عن قريب هالك الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم الآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر 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 الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا
محمدا عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بصدق وصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم رضي الله عنهن أجمعين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك بالشيعة والروافض ومن والاهم يا رب العالمين اللهم في مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا ربنا تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وتلاوتنا واعتكافنا وجميع أعمالنا الصالحة يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون تقبل الله منا ومنكم آمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.